So the 2024 remake of Roadhouse has now hit Prime Video. Let's review it. Roadhouse is directed by Doug Liman and stars Jake Gyllenhaal, Daniela Melchior, Conor McGregor, Billy Magnussen, Jessica Williams, and Joaquin Dede Almeida. Ex-UFC fighter Dalton takes a job as a bouncer at a Florida Keys roadhouse, only to discover that this paradise is not all it seems. Hey everyone, welcome back to Movie Morning, and today I'm going to be reviewing Roadhouse, which, no lie, I'm being 100% honest when I say, ever since the trailer came out, has been one of my most anticipated movies for the rest of the year. Because when it comes to this movie and the original film, to be 100% frank with you, I had not seen the 1989 film until 2 months ago, basically the weekend that the trailer came out. Because when this trailer for this movie came out, I obviously heard about the whole UFC event that Jake Gyllenhaal filmed his little weigh-in or whatever he did that. I heard about all that, but I had no interest. And then when the trailer came out, I thought this movie looks like an absolute blast. And Doug Liman being behind the chair, a director who generally, until the last couple of years, I've really liked. Jake Gyllenhaal is one of my favorite actors ever. Honestly, he is in my top five easily, and I just don't think he's in enough movies. I wish we got to see more of him. And the trailer just seemed like exactly what I want from a super fun, theatrically released, dumb, stupid 80s throwback. And unfortunately, it wasn't going to theaters, which really annoyed me at the time. Now, seeing the movie, maybe not as much. And all that put together, I went to go see the original movie, and to be honest, I had a really fun time with it. I don't think it's all that good of a movie. I certainly don't think it's a great movie, but I had quite a bit of fun with the whole 80s charm, the bouncer cooler element, and little kind of the culture they explored there. I just thought it was a really fun 80s film. But I honestly went into the remake based off the trailer thinking it was going to be more fun than the original and hoping that it would live up to that. I hoped at least that it would be a solid reimagining for my generation and a movie that I could enjoy and watch as much and really cherish as much as people cherish that 80s movie, people who were around when that film came out. So does Roadhouse live up to the original? Is it at least a remake that feels like it was created for a purpose and is also respectful to the original, or is it a pretty generic Hollywood straight to streaming 2024 movie? Well, you can find out in this review. And the first thing right off the bat, and the obvious, is of course that Jake Gyllenhaal is great in this movie for the most part. I do think there were a couple of scenes where it did feel to me like he was a little exhausted and kind of phoning it in, but I almost feel like it fit the character. But Jake Gyllenhaal in this movie really is just playing charismatic movie star, because this Jake Gyllenhaal is a charismatic movie star, and in this movie he just gets to be that. It leans into almost all of his talents, which is playing a pretty awkward character that's, you can tell there's a anger and darkness hidden under him, but he can just be fun, likable, he knows how to interact with people. And I feel like this movie leans into a lot of his strengths, and I think he does a good job at playing that. And a lot of the deadpan humor they play with him, where there are scenes where, you know, he's taking it really seriously and he doesn't really flinch at anything. It can be really funny whenever crazy things like Conor McGregor are thrown at him and he's just not afraid and he's just going along with it. And he plays that very well, just like he has pretty much ever since he made his acting debut over 20 years ago. And he's obviously great in the movie and he's tons of fun. And without him, this movie is nowhere near as entertaining as it is. And all of the best comedy moments, all of the best action scenes involve him, all of the best scenes involve him. Luckily, he is in like 90% of the scenes in this movie, which is great because he's really fun. He's one of my favorite actors and he did not let me down. And I think he really captured the essence of Dalton in the original 89 film played by Patrick Swayze well without just copying his performance. This is a different character. But I'll get into that a bit later. And I think now is a good time to mention that this is very much a reimagining of the original. I wouldn't personally call it a remake. It takes scenes and the general premise of the original and spins it for a modern day audience. It's set in a new location. It has different characters for the most part, with the exception of the lead two. Again, it has a completely different story in terms of why the people are attacking the Roadhouse to a degree. I guess it is kind of similar now that I'm thinking about it. And it does take Dalton in a very different direction in the sense that why he's a bouncer and or why he's become a bouncer and what his backstory actually is completely different. He isn't, in this version of Roadhouse, a legendary bouncer. Instead, he's a disgraced, to a degree, ex-UFC fighter. And you don't really know why until later in the movie. And while it didn't all work for me, in fact, a lot of it didn't work for me, and I'll get into that a bit later, I did appreciate that this remake did actually have a reason for existing, and that it just wanted to take the general story of Roadhouse and put it through a modern lens and tell a different story to get us to the different beats that are essential to the original Roadhouse film. And I feel like I do appreciate if you are going to do a remake, at least put a spin on it, and this movie does. But I think the thing that stands out the most, other than Jake Gyllenhaal, is I think the action sequences are a ton of fun. And the action is, of course, very important. The bar fights and all that are, of course, really important to Roadhouse. And in this film, I don't think those are some of the weaker parts of the movie by any means. Doug Liman employed a lot of wide-angle lens for a lot of really close-quarters combat. And I thought initially it was kind of jarring how close the camera was, but how wide, how much was actually being shown. And I think, firstly, you can tell that there's a lot of great practical stunts being made. Now, clearly, there was a lot of CGI used to not only speed up the punches, but also to make it seem like a lot of the punches landed. I think if you look carefully, a lot of the hits and stuff don't really land. But movies aren't really supposed to be viewed that way. And keeping that in mind, almost all of the action scenes I thought were a ton of fun. The impact of a lot of the punches and kicks and, you know, knees and whatever were really felt. Again, there's a bit of CGI speeding up like you see very often nowadays. But I didn't think it was jarring enough to distract from how fun they were. And the third act in particular is an absolute blast. And it's because McGregor and Gyllenhaal really did commit to the brutal combat. And the third act of this movie is ultra-violent. It's tons of fun. It's so over the top. But again, just the final one-on-one match we get that's been teased in the trailers, it's more brutal than you're expecting. And it's very well choreographed. I love the way it was shot. And I think it almost felt to me like as the movie went on, the action sequences got better and better. Like, they were almost more comfortable with them. And I think visually, Doug Liman does a really good job of capturing kind of the spirit of Roadhouse while not being anything like the original and the way it looked. Like, that movie, I believe, took place in Missouri. This movie takes place in Florida. A lot of the colors really pop. I think Florida is captured really nicely. Not that I've ever been there or anything. A lot of the sequences that take place on the sea and in the ocean look beautiful. There are a lot of sweeping shots. And the lighting, I think whenever you're in the Roadhouse, and even when you're just Jake Gyllenhaal's character, even at, you know, where he's staying as he takes up this job, it looks great. I think the, like, light in terms of just natural light and also, like, you know, man-made light, there's a really great contrast between the way the scenes look whenever we're in something like the Roadhouse, which has all this ambiance and all these, you know, colors that create kind of bar atmosphere. But also you have scenes that are completely out in nature, and I feel like there's a really great, again, modern look to it without feeling overly digital and clean. And I don't really know exactly how Doug Liman pulled that off. I don't think this movie was shot on film, but it didn't seem overly clean like a lot of modern day films do, and a lot of ones that go to theaters. And it didn't really have the feel of a straight to streaming cheap movie, which is what I was worried it was going to have based on Amazon's decision to not put this in theaters, which I do still think was a mistake, despite a lot of the problems I had with this movie. Now, getting into some aspects of the movie that I thought were a bit of a hit or miss for me, number one is just Doug Liman's direction in general. Now, I think, again, he captures a really nice-looking movie, and I do respect him for that, especially since it's going straight to streaming, and I know there's tons of controversy about whether he signed on for that or not, so maybe he did shoot this with his theatrical release in mind, and it looks a lot better because of it, and I think that's great. Whether or not I'm watching this in theaters or at home. But I feel like he was a lot more confident and defined in his directing in the action scenes. It felt like Doug Liman knew exactly how he wanted to capture and shoot the action. And I think it shows a lot of effort was really put into a very new technique that looks great. It, again, is not something I've ever seen in Hollywood movies. I've not even seen it in any other movies, really. I think it looks great. But I do think that other than that, a lot of the dialogue scenes and conversations seem very awkward. Now, obviously, the original Roadhouse is super cheesy. It is extremely corny. It's hokey and all that. But I do feel like there's a difference between being cheesy and just being awkward. And while a lot of the dialogue in this movie is extremely cheesy and a lot of the deadpan humor is, again, very 80s-like, I do think that a lot of them, especially the ones which are taking themselves a little too seriously, do feel pretty awkward. And particularly a lot of the scenes I thought between Jake Gyllenhaal's character Dalton and Ellie, played by Daniela Melchior, and I'll talk about this a bit later, I thought didn't quite feel right. And I don't know if the actors didn't have a lot of chemistry, but it did feel like a directing thing because I kept feeling this with a lot of the dialogue scenes. Again, the conversations just feel slightly unnatural. I feel like, again, Jake Gyllenhaal does try to give it his all, but it can't quite salvage it, if you ask me. And this is a really annoying trend that I've noticed in a lot of Doug Liman's movies recently. Like, Chaos Walking, I thought had really bad character interactions. And then in American Made, which was one of his most recent movies, Tom Cruise, I thought it was just, I watched recently, I thought it was such a huge disappointment and not a very good movie at all. Because I felt like, again, it was rushing through so much. And again, just the interactions felt unnatural. And I don't know why he's adopted this new style of how characters interact in his movies, but it just doesn't quite feel right and doesn't quite and isn't quite charming or cheesy enough to work as something that even I watch. Just it goes in that middle ground of just being awkward. And I don't think, again, once again, I don't think you have to make the dialogue awkward just to be cheesy and reminiscent of the original. So I don't think that worked. But I do think, again, he did a good job with the action scenes and the visuals. The humor, I thought it was also a bit of a mixed bag. I think, again, a lot of the deadpan delivery from Gyllenhaal can be funny. But I thought the villains, in particular Billy Magnussen's character and Conor McGregor's character, the humor for me did not work at all. I did not think they were that great in the movie. And again, I think this has that very modern-day quip humor, not so much the over-the-top cheesiness of the 80s movie. So even then, it doesn't quite salvage. It doesn't quite have that to back up on like the 80s movie did. And the last thing I'll mention in the mix elements for me is that I think the sound mixing was a little off. Now, I'm going to put the bit of, not a bit, a massive asterisk on this because this could 100% be a case where it was what I watched it on. Now, I watched it on a 4K 65-inch TV OLED that, and I also have a 5.1 surround sound system. And that's to say that for me, I thought the mixing was way off. The sound effects and dialogue felt like they were mixed so low, and the music was mixed like four times higher. And I just, firstly, if I put this sound on quiet enough, I just could not hear anything. But the music was so loud. Whenever I did move it up, again, the music would be so loud when it hit. But even some of the sound effects felt off. So that to me did feel like an editing issue that maybe wasn't, maybe they didn't have enough time to iron out if they were trying to meet the release date. And I will say Amazon does give you the option to boost the dialogue. But honestly, when you do that, the movie just sounds, the dialogue sounds like it's not coming out of the character and almost feels like it's an add-on. So I'd almost argue it almost sounded worse when you did that. Now, I appreciate that Amazon's giving us a new way to try and watch a movie, and they do recognize that this kind of dialogue and sound effects discrepancy is a big issue in streaming, and it is. But I still don't think they've quite refined that technique yet. But hopefully, in a couple of years, it will be better. And I don't know, it could have just been my the way I was watching it. I did watch it on a PS5. And again, the PS5 I don't think is built for the greatest surround sound system output. But I did think it was an issue that, again, even when I tried watching part of the movie on my tablet after, which I hate doing, I hate watching movies on an iPad or anything like that, I did try to test it and I did feel like the same issue applied, even when I wasn't watching it with a surround sound system. So for me, I thought those elements were a bit hit or miss. All right, the sound mixing, again, I didn't really like, but it could have just been my screen. So, but I did want to mention it because it was really distracting. Now, getting to some elements for me that just didn't really work at all for me. Number one for me was the romance, like I mentioned earlier. Now, I'm not going to say the relationship in the original Roadhouse was all that great, but I definitely bought it a little more than I did here. I didn't really think Jake Gyllenhaal and Daniela Melchior had much chemistry, and I just really did not buy their story throughout the movie, and even where the story goes, I felt like it was honestly a really cheap move to what they do in the third act. And a lot of the interactions felt very awkward. Again, this felt like a directing issue because it wasn't just between these two, but I definitely noticed it the most whenever they were interacting. And even how their relationship develops, it almost feels like it's going way too fast. And what I will say though is I love Danielle Melchior as an actress from what I've seen. I liked her in Fast Sex last year. And I loved her in James Gunn's The Suicide Squad. She was the heart of that movie, and I want to see her in more roles. But this is definitely the weakest of the roles I've seen her in. I don't think they really give her anything.
her character is very one-dimensional, and I'm assuming that plays into why the romance for me just didn't really work. And a lot of people are going to ask me, how is Conor McGregor in this movie? I thought he felt very out of place. He's clearly not an actor, but I will say I do think he has potential in terms of if he was ever cast to play roles like, for example, I don't really have a good example off the top of my head, but for example, like a character like, for example, just like Captain Phasma. Not to say I know Captain Phasma in the sequel trilogy was a woman, but a character like that who doesn't really have any dialogue and is just there to be an imposing presence, like almost like the guy in Creed 2 who plays Drago's son. I feel like Conor McGregor could work pretty well in a character like that, but unfortunately his character in this movie has tons of dialogue, and it, again, he's hamming it up, and I appreciate, and I like how confident he is in a film, in a, I believe his first like big screen role, but I don't really think he quite nailed it. And even the way where it felt like a lot of his scenes felt awkward, again, this is a constant in this movie, so I have to assume part of it's directing, but I don't think if he was going to be in more movies that he should get roles as dialogue heavy as it is in this movie. And also, I felt like the UFC aspect to Dalton's backstory was definitely wasted. I think that that aspect of the story had a lot of potential, and the way they tie that into why Dalton is the way he is, why he's forced to become a bouncer and trying to kind of fight on his own, and why he's left that fight behind. And also, the idea of why kind of this hidden anger he has that doesn't really come out, but when it does, it's very harsh, like he mentions in the trailers. I think all of that has tons of potential, and there are moments in the movie, especially in the back half, where it really works. But I feel like the way the backstory and what exactly happened between to him, for him to go take his life in a completely different direction, the way it's revealed is so anticlimactic and underwhelming that it almost doesn't feel like it's as important to the movie as it actually is once you realize why Dalton, again, why his character has been so affected by this one event in his life. And I feel like it was almost wasted. I feel like there was more in there that it had to cut out for the runtime, even though I feel like for a two-hour movie, this movie flew by pretty fast. I'm not saying it needed like another 15 minutes, but I do think there were other elements in this movie you could have cut out to have more of it. And a big part of that is just the whole crime boss having this, you know, there's this corruption in this town subplot that we had in the first movie as well to a degree. But I would argue it's more important to the story here, and the whole bouncer and roadhouse element is way less important. I feel like that's taking away what makes Roadhouse unique, and you're just turning this into a very generic guy moves to a town and helps to cleanse it from these people who are, you know, have everybody on their payroll. It's just a very generic story, and it gets rid of the parts of the original that actually made it unique. Now, I appreciate that this movie tried to, you know, be its own and make new decisions, and I think the UFC aspect is one aspect where it really did have the potential to improve on the original, but again, it just doesn't explore it enough. And I think Dalton coming to Florida Keys, it almost feels like it's an afterthought, like the whole element of even him becoming a bouncer for this roadhouse. And we don't even see him doing much fighting or helping, you know, out in these bars. It's almost his sidekicks who do it more, and you'll know what I'm talking about once you've seen the movie. And I feel like that was pretty disappointing considering the few bar fights we did get I thought were a ton of fun and, again, well choreographed. And it almost felt like the whole point of the roadhouse thing was to have a forced third act setup where we could go out into this boat and we could have this really fun action sequence on a boat, which, again, I admit, a couple wonky green screen bits, but when it's not, it looks great. And I thought it was a ton of fun. The action is cool. But I just feel like Dalton as a bouncer almost isn't really a part of this character in this movie, in the sense that we don't even really get to see him doing it. And at the beginning of this movie, he isn't the legendary bouncer that Patrick Swayze's version of the character was in the original. I feel like that's such a core part to the story and what makes it unique that even when you're changing it up, that's one of those core elements that I feel like I was missing here, even though, again, I like that it made it sit on. And I feel like in general, this film just feels more generic than the 1989 film. It's a modern blockbuster that has quip humor, like we see in MCU movies and everything, without the charm and magic of a movie from where the original comes from. Again, I don't like hailing the original as much as I am because I don't think it's a great movie. I think it's a 3-star movie at best. But there's a reason that movie is a cult classic and why it's remained in the zeitgeist to a degree for 35 years at this point. This movie, I promise you, will not do that. And the last thing I mentioned before I get into my final thoughts is that I just don't think this movie was quite as fun
as the trailers made it out to be. And like I said, I loved the trailer for this movie when it came out. I watched it tons of times, and I was so excited to see this movie because of that, and I went to go see the original because of that. But I don't think the movie quite has the same electric energy that the trailer gave the movie the vibe of having. And I feel like the original doesn't have that kind of super quick pacing with this, you know, energy throughout that just makes you want to cheer. But it almost felt like this movie was going to have that kind of Rocky style movie where it makes you just feel amped throughout the movie. I didn't really get that from a lot of the experience. A lot of it is, I wouldn't say slow pace, but it is a very quiet movie in a way you're not really expecting. I wouldn't say it's boring. I was personally never bored. But at times, it's a little self-serious, which I didn't really expect from the first reactions or from the trailer. And I thought that was a bit disappointing. Now, I am wondering, because people who've seen this movie in theaters seem to have a lot more fun with it. This movie is releasing on Prime Video globally. I don't think you have any options to see this in theaters unless you're members of the press. And I don't think any of you are listening to this, but if you are, I highly recommend you take it out. Because I feel like this movie would be a lot more fun with a crowd who's into the kind of movie it is. And usually, I'm one of those people. But I did just feel like this movie was kind of generic and lacked a lot of the elements that I feel like could have made it unique and just didn't focus enough on them. So getting into my final thoughts, I feel like Roadhouse was for me a bit disappointing compared to not only the original, but more specifically the trailers and what it promised. I think Jake Gyllenhaal is great. The action sequences and visually, I think the movie's very strong. And I like that it tries to do new things, but I don't think it commits enough to, for example, Dalton's UFC backstory, how that affects his character. I don't think it quite leaned into the fun enough. Self-serious at times. A lot of the romance elements don't work. A lot of the performances and direction feel off. So it makes for what, for me, was a pretty big mixed bag of an experience. I'm really struggling in terms of how I'm going to score this, because on the one hand, I can say that I definitely enjoyed my time watching it, but I don't think I'm going to remember it at all, just even just 2 or 3 days from now. And also, I do think that it wasn't quite as fun of an experience as I was hoping. I think it loses some of the charm and magic and uniqueness, is that a word, of the original, which for me, I thought was something I didn't really expect and was a bit disappointed by. I'm going to give Roadhouse a C+. And this is one where I think if you're a fan of the original, you're obviously going to give this a try anyways. I recommend you stream this film on Prime Video, and that's generally the recommendation I give for this movie. I recommend you stream it, and I think if you had the option to it, honestly, I would say maybe even be worth renting, but since your only option is to stream it, I think if you've got the time, in a couple of weeks from now, a year from now or whenever, if you just have a weekend and you have a day off and you have an afternoon where you don't have a movie to watch and you see this movie on Prime Video, I think you can be pretty confident in that you'll have I wouldn't even say super confident, but I think if you're a fan of the original and you like the kind of movie that the trailers promise, I think you'll at least have a fun time. Just know that it's not going to be a movie that sticks with you. It's not going to become the next cult classic. But you might have enough fun with it, or you might not. But it isn't great, and I personally was a little disappointed on it by it, based off the trailers. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, make sure to let me know what your thoughts on Roadhouse were in the Q&A section, or maybe the poll section. I'll see where I put it. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, I'll catch you all next time. Bye-bye.